Today, we're talking about the Internet, how it could be regulated, and how providers charge for it. This is such a hot topic that it provoked the biggest response the FCC has ever seen on a policy matter. The Federal Communications Commission received 1,067,779 comments by Friday night's deadline. The FCC invited those comments as part of its effort to write new rules to keep the Internet open. It's a subject often called net neutrality. NPR's Elise Hu reports on what they'll do with all those comments.
The FCC has heard from a lot of Americans at the same time at least once before.
The Super Bowl 38 halftime show, starring Janet Jackson.
That was 10 years ago when the clothing that was supposed to cover Janet Jackson's chest didn't.
By the end of this song.
When Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction in the Super Bowl in 2004, there are 1.4 million complaints.
That's Gigi Sohn. She runs public engagement at the FCC. Today, the wonky issue of net neutrality has gotten almost as much public interest as that Super Bowl moment when the FCC fielded complaints. Net neutrality is not a direct comparison because these 1,067,000 comments that came in are on an official policy matter.
If it is not the single most commented upon, complained about issue in the history, it's now the second most.
Now it's the agency's job to help cull and make sense of the comments. The FCC says it's using both technological approaches and staff from all over the country to help summarize, highlight, and analyze the messages for commissioners who won't see the filings in full.
It's great that these issues resonate with the broader public. And they want to be heard, and they want to participate.
On net neutrality, a key question is whether cable companies get to charge content providers extra fees to deliver faster service. A record-setting number of Americans weighed in, but there's one problem.
The vast majority of the comments are utterly worthless.
George Washington University law professor Richard Pierce reviewed research on previous rulemaking matters like banking reform.
This has been studied quite a bit by some very good academics.
The studies show even if a million comments come in on an issue, and even if 90% of them take one side on a matter, chances are they won't change policymaker minds, unless you represent a deep-pocketed industry.
Those comments that have some potential to influence an agency are the very lengthy, very well-tailored comments that include a lot of discussion of legal issues, a lot of discussion of policy issues, lots of data, lots of analysis. Those are submitted exclusively by firms that have a large amount of money at stake in the rulemaking.
It's not just that public comments don't have the weight of industry influence. The comments themselves may not have much to them. The FCC's Gigi Sohn.
A lot of these comments are one paragraph, two paragraphs. They don't have much substance beyond, you know, we want strong net neutrality.
When former FCC Commissioner Robert McDowell was on the job, one hot issue was media ownership, or how many radio, TV stations, and newspapers could be owned by the same company.
Media ownership was a very high-profile proceeding, a watershed moment in terms of the commission going on the road and seeking comment in person.
Commissioners stayed up late to hear every last comment at these hearings, but not all of it was useful, as McDowell recalls.
And sometimes people complained about things that had nothing to do with media and ownership. I heard complaints about global warming, the war in Iraq, and even the Peloponnesian War.
Pierce, the law professor, suggests another way to weigh public opinion that's much less cumbersome than culling a million comments.
Take a look at things like public opinion polls. You know, a public opinion poll is a far more reliable indicator of what the public thinks about an issue like net neutrality than, you know, a bunch of postcards or one-liners.
The research shows public comments don't affect outcomes. History shows it, too. That Janet Jackson nip slip, 1.4 million complaints came in, and the agency announced serious fines. But in the end, after a lot of action in the courts, TV broadcaster CBS never paid a dime. Elise Hu, NPR News, Washington.